What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause.
It is the quest for honor that makes one honorable.
Okay. So you can't just have honor. You have to be constantly searching
be on a quest for it.
All right, if you say so.
I like how much stuff they're bringing for Grievous and a handful of droids. Aww.
Now, retrieve my scooter.
Yeah, where's his monobike?
Do they not have anything that, like, floats and goes a little faster? I guess those. Maybe they don't know how many droids Grievous has with him?
I mean, it was just escape pods. Can't be that many. I wonder if Grievous ever needs a recharge.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
He definitely owns one of those little battery packs that he keeps in his back pocket.
Like, that we use to recharge our cell phones.
Mm-hmm. He's got a little cable and he just tucks it into his cape.
Tiny little USB.
So right off the bat, we see how well Obi-Wan treats the clones and how bad Grievous treats the droids.
Yeah.
How dare you run out of battery? Super close up. Oof.
Commando droids are a cool design. I wish they made them into the movies.
Yeah.
Would have been a little more scary than the standard battle droid.
That guy's got blonde hair.
He really wanted to go individual.
Well, he wants to match his outfit, I guess.
But not this time.
Are those
just a farm?
Are those EOPs?
Yes.
I know what things are. It's a cool gun.
Back to Patch. Also, Kix, the last clone trooper.
Mm.
I think his head has tattooed on it, "The only good droid is a dead one." Like, that's not very doctor-like. The stuff with the kids is so confusing. Like, they are human / Twi'lek hybrids.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they are not Cuts, the clone. They're not his kids. So it's like they had a human father who I guess died, and then he showed up and adopted them. But they call him Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, everyone assumes, well, and I think rightfully so, that they're his kids.
Yeah.
But
can the clones reproduce? I don't think they can.
I don't know that that's ever been stated. I think in Legends, one had a kid.
It feels like something that they would not check that particular box
right
when making them. Be like, that's just going to cause trouble.
Yeah. It's like, obviously they can't be his kids because they're older than he probably is, but...
That's true. Yeah, they're older than he's been around.
But they really make it seem like they are his kids. Could be worse, Rex. They could have farted on you.
How did that shot hit him? Like, he's got a mark on his back.
I know.
Does that mean...
It kind of looks like it went through him. But
yeah.
No,
but
it just hit him in the front, and then I guess he got bruised when he fell off.
Oh. I know that feeling.
Every night.
Every afternoon.
Hmm.
And my rank is Daddy.
Daddy?
Daddy?
I do think the best episodes of the Clone Wars, or some of the best, are these, like, where they focus on the clones and the ethics behind it all.
Funny, the kids aren't even a little bit weirded out that there's a clone of their father.
Yeah. This makes me hope that somehow Rex settles down after the Battle of Endor.
Maybe he stays with the Ewoks.
So he's just saying it's just against the rules.
Yeah. I guess that would, I don't know, would that make them feel more inhumane? The way they're created, if they're created not able to reproduce. But then again, like, they know their job is to be a soldier.
Yeah, I don't think the Kaminoans cared.
Yeah. We have the technology to make this game. Why isn't it a thing yet?
It probably just isn't affordable. I'm sure they could make one. I mean, they probably could have made one for Galaxy's Edge and actually had holograms. They did say that Disney, like, has applied for some sort of patent for either hologram or Force Ghost technology.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that a while back.
So maybe they're going to try to add Dedrick to the Falcon.
Because, like, throughout the park, I feel like they had the idea of designing something that would look like holograms.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be something that they might test out first in the hotel, maybe?
It's possible. Obi-Wan just had to do the fancy flip. Couldn't just hop down.
I don't think I would wander onto a strange spaceship.
I probably would.
I guess if you're a kid. Oh no!
They have to be commando droids too. At least this time, my text noise is relevant. Unlike my ringtone. Too bad he deserted. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, when you've got kids to fight for, I feel like it makes you a better fighter.
Why do you have that weird basement trap door anyway?
The cat is attacking my feet under the blanket.
Those heads just go flying off in this episode.
Come right off. Who does he think he is? Batman? Maybe.
I like that he just kind of swings his lightsaber wildly and happens to get one blaster bolt.
What if he was like, okay, cool. I will. I'm tired of fighting. Rides off like a cowboy.
Yeah. It's a very Western episode.
Yeah. All about honor and...
Kind of makes me bummed that duty. Rex never does, like, just get to chill. I mean, he might after Endor, but... I just want you to be happy and relaxed. Well, thank you guys for listening along. Thank you so much for being our patrons. And may the Force be with you.